Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, people. Week 15 of the NFL Rewind. Yep, it's here right now, front and center. Dorfman coming at you. And this is the week where we had the Saturday game start. So that was pretty cool to see the Green Bay Packers and the Bills kind of showing up like we thought they probably would. And that's kind of going to be the theme when you think about things today on the program, because ultimately, it's about being a contender, and let's start getting rid of all those pretenders. The Buccaneers, look, I'm going to talk about them because I'm not sold on them. They may be a pretender even though they got a win, and they had to do it behind Tom Brady and the Buccaneers coming back. Cowboys, I like seeing them get a win, man. The 49ers, they're done. They're out of the postseason, and they were in the Super Bowl last year. Remember that? Like, my oh my, how things have changed in a very short time. Titans and Derrick Henry, dude keeps running all over people. That guy's a man on a mission, and we'll see if he can get to 2,000 yards. That's kind of the question I have about him when I think about the rest of the NFL season. Colts, look, they held off a feisty Texans team that wanted to try to pull off an upset. And the Dolphins, this guy Tua, you know, something that Bill Belichick is pretty good at, usually beating young quarterbacks. Not this time when it comes to Tua. And the Patriots, they're not even going to have a winning record this year. So, yeah, that's something to think about. Crazy, 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 crazy. Bears, they beat the Vikings, but who cares about that? That team from Washington behind Dwayne Haskins, they kind of struggled, but that's kind of to be expected. The Ravens, they poured it on. Rams, they're that team, people. They are that team. They lost to the Jets, 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 Jets. All right, I know I got to get running. I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
Smoking hot!
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation. From HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
As a professional painter, you're only as good as your last job. Make it count with Behr Pro i300 interior paint from the Home Depot, starting at just $15.99 a gallon. And that's before the Pro Extra discount. You get superior hide and coverage, fast, easy application with a sprayer, roller, or brush, and you'll make sure your next job is your best job. Behr Pro i300 interior paint, starting at just $15.99 a gallon. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Available in-store and online.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR. Subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated. 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618. NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Professional football in America is a special game. A unique game. The men who play it make it so. All of them are fearless. All of them are strong, quick, and all of them are part of a story that began long ago. A story written by men who found in a sport a demanding measure for their own courage and ability.
I'm sorry. After careful consideration, I must respectfully decline.
I can't stand retirement.
Come on, just let me win one Super Bowl.
In exchange for eternal damnation of your soul? You're much too nice a guy for me to want to do that to you, Mr. Marino.
You did it for Namath.
Yeah, but Joe was coming here anyways.
This sucks.
I'll just go to the Super Bowl as an announcer, and I'll win myself an Emmy.
That's the spirit.
You're a good devil, Dad.
And I also happen to be a Jets fan.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Darnold whips it right. Crowder's got it. Touchdown, Jets.
Team goes.
Yeah, I think the Rams might be thinking about seeing ghosts at this point because they became that team in Week 15 of the NFL and the NFL Rewind right here with me, Andy Dorf, on Sports Overnight America. Can't believe it, man. Really can't believe it. Sam Darnold was relatively efficient, even though that's the guy that has been saying that he's seen ghosts before. I mean, it's crazy, yeah. 22 of 31 on the day, one touchdown, but more importantly, no interceptions. Jared Goff, man oh man. This guy is probably going to be the reason why the Los Angeles Rams don't win, more so than why they would win. Two touchdowns, one interception. 209 yards, 22 of 34. Again, look, it doesn't sound terrible when you compare it to Sam Darnold, but it is because of the interception. It is because of the loss to the Jets. And you know, you weren't very productive against a team that's really not very good. So I do think that's cause for concern. And the Rams kind of had people fooled a little bit. To a certain degree. Like, if they wouldn't have lost this game, we'd be talking about them potentially being a really difficult out in the NFC. Now we're starting to say, there's something wrong there. They're the team that lost to the Jets. That's what's wrong. By the way, I do want to run through the scores and don't want to be forgotten. Obviously, a couple big games, the Chiefs and the Saints. The final there, Chiefs 32-29, they hang on. Saints got out to a slow start. That's really what I would say there, and probably makes sense. Drew Brees just coming back. Browns beating the Giants 22-6. Browns continue to win. Cardinals beat the Eagles 33-26, taking them out of the postseason, the Eagles, that is. Rams 20-23, that's the final that they lost to the Jets. Ravens, big win for them. And just when we start to question Lamar Jackson and whether or not he can throw the ball, he starts throwing the ball. It's, you can't make this stuff up. 40-14, that's the final there against a Jaguar team that's obviously beaten up, not very good. But look out for this Ravens team. They could get on a pretty good hot streak going into the postseason. That team from Washington behind Dwayne Haskins tried to come back. Couldn't get it done. 2015, Seahawks win. Vikings, they go down to the Bears, 33-27. Huge day for David Montgomery. He's really come on. Really come on. I like that guy. A couple touchdowns, 146 yards, carrying the ball 32 times. Sounds like what the guy on the other side of the ball for the Vikings should be doing in Dalvin Cook. 22-12, that's the final for the Dolphins. They beat the Patriots. Cam Newton, just another lackluster performance, man. Patriots really underperformed this year. Not going to make the postseason. Going to wind up 500 or worse for the first time since 2020. I'm sorry, since it is 2020, but the first time since 2000. It's been 20 years. Crazy. Colts beating the Texans 27-20. Titans all over the Lions 46-25. Henry, huge day for him. 147, one touchdown. Not quite what he needed to keep on pace for 2,000 yards. I think he needs like 156 a game. So maybe have to step it up a little bit in the next couple few games. But again, not the most important thing. Want to win a Super Bowl. Cowboys 41-33 over the Niners. Buccaneers come back, score 31 points in the second half. They score nothing in the first against the Falcons. They were looking terrible. Tom Brady comes alive. The Buccaneers come alive. 31-27. They get it done over the Falcons. Would have been a terrible loss. By the way, a couple games that happened earlier in the week. Packers played on Saturday. The Saturday games have started. I think it's fun. It's interesting. Really like that stuff. Really like when the Saturday games come into play. Because when the postseason comes, they're going to be in a play then too. Packers 24-16 over the Panthers. Broncos go down to the Bills, who looked really impressive behind Josh Allen. 48-19. Earlier, the overtime game on Thursday. Chargers 30-27 over the Raiders, who wound up having to go to Mariota because of Derek Carr getting knocked out of that game. All right, I want to give you the playoff picture as it stands at the moment in time. Chiefs and Packers, number one seeds. Packers in the NFC, obviously the Chiefs in the AFC. Saints, number two seed. Steelers, number two seed there. Bills, number three seed. Seahawks, they're the number three seed. They moved up. The Washington football team, if I'm not mistaken, was in that spot before. They weren't the team. I'm sorry. It was the Rams, obviously, who faltered. But the Washington football team is in the four spot right now. The Titans in the four spot for the AFC. Browns in the five spot for the AFC. Rams in the five spot now after falling two spots. That's really the only change in the postseason that I can see for any side, AFC or NFC. Buccaneers, Colts in the six spots, and then the Arizona Cardinals and the Dolphins both in the postseason in the seven spot. Remember, an additional spot in the postseason this year. Only one team gets a bye, so just the number one seeds. On the bubble, which is crazy, the Ravens, that's a good football team, right? They're going to need a little help. Dolphins, both those teams have a 9-5 record, so they're going to need some help. We'll see how that all plays out. Colts 10-4, Browns 10-4, Titans 10-4. It's important just so you can understand how far teams are behind. Ravens 9-5. They're the closest. Raiders 7-7. So they're pretty much out of it, unless somebody really falters. So I'd say the Ravens are the team in the mix, and I think they finish 11-5. Crazy to think 11-5 wouldn't make the postseason. Seriously. If the Dolphins finish 11-5 and they do too, they're not making the postseason, and that's a good football team that wouldn't be in. All right. On the other side, Bears in the hunt with the win over the Vikings. They're 7-7. They need a little help from the Cardinals. Need them to falter. Buccaneers probably got themselves in with that 9th victory. 10 will get you in for sure in the NFC, if you ask me. AFC, 11, which is wild. 9 might do it in the NFC. We'll see. Vikings on the outside looking in for sure at 6-8, and the Cowboys 5-9, Giants 5-9, Eagles 4-9-1. Mathematically, all those teams still in their own division race because that Washington football team at 6-8 has the best record. Next team would be the Cowboys and Giants, both at 5-9, Eagles 4-9-1. All right, so that's the situation there. Pretty insane when you think about it, because really not much has changed since the other week that I came to you, starting, I think, last week, giving you the playoff picture. Man, oh, man. Thoughts and opinions, by the way, get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always follow me on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. You can check me out on Facebook, The Real Dorf on Sports. That's just Dorf on Sports. Engage with us. Great posts, great comments, things along those lines. But man, oh man, week 15 of the NFL. Unbelievable. It's in the books, man. It's in the freaking books. We're that much closer to the playoffs. All right, I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind, and it is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Tannehill looks for the home run ball. Separation! Khalif Raymond hauls it in! Touchdown, Titans!
Lamar Jackson, empty backfield in the shotgun. Looking to throw, has time, going deep down the middle. He's got Snead in the end zone, touchdown! Willie Snead on the receiving end. And the Ravens, 4-for-4 possessions and touchdown.
On fourth down, Keenum waits, takes the snap. He bobbles it, stumbles, he got hit, he got sacked! He got sacked!
Peppers!
Peppers got him! He got him! Peppers got him! Pour a little pepper on it!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you with the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Week 15 style of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. All right, so looking at Lamar Jackson, 17 of 22, 243. Doesn't sound like it's going to throw you out of the water or anything. Three touchdowns, that sounds pretty good. One interception. A pretty solid game, but that's what I like about this kid. You know, I love him. I hate him at times because he lets me down with some errant plays. But ultimately, you can't question the desire, the want to be better, and the guts to go out there and just throw the football. And he was giving you a little bit of everything. I don't know if any of you watch the game. Like, I watch every game. It's crazy, but so be it. The guy just, he can make every throw. It's just that there's going to be some growing pains. And you're going to scratch your head at times. It's like Tannehill, man. That the same kind of thing. Like, that dude, it's not like overly flashy or anything. 21 of 27, 273, three touchdowns. I don't think he had any interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. And I know it's really nice to have Derrick Henry to give the ball to, who can get you 147 and a touchdown. And yeah, I'm looking at the stats. No interceptions from Ryan Tannehill. As I was watching that game, I didn't remember seeing him throw any. Pretty efficient day. So, like, you see flashes from these guys, and you wonder, like, can they get it done when it really matters? I just don't know. I'm not quite sure. And we're going to find out, obviously. This is a playoff team. The Titans are in. Titans are in. Because when you look at their division, it's them and the Colts. They're both in. Houston's out. Jacksonville's out. Denver's out. Kansas City's in. Raiders are out. So there you got three teams. You got Baltimore, who might be in, but they're on the outside looking in. Cleveland's in. Pittsburgh's in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Buffalo's in. That's 6. Ravens need some help. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, I'm going to keep it rolling, run through things. I got a lot to get into, man. Week 15. Playoffs are right around the corner. Patriots aren't going to be there. I think that that's notable. I really do. I think there's something to be said about running the table for 20 years, man. Like, these guys were in the playoffs every year. And that's going to be something that's different about the postseason this year. That's what I like. You know, I always talk about usual suspects and things like that. Well, you know, we're going to get an unusual suspect. We might get the Miami Dolphins, for crying out loud. And quite frankly, that'd be cool. To me, that would be cool. Like to see what Tua could do in the postseason. And maybe, just maybe, he would be pretty good because if I'm not mistaken, Bill Belichick is a guy that usually has a lot of success against young quarterbacks. Tua got it done, man. Tua got it done. A couple of rushing TDs for him. I don't think he threw any. They only gave up 12 points. Their defense is playing spectacular for him, by the way. Again, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Always coming to you in the wee hours, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then let's go deep, people. Let's go deep. Let's go dark. Let's go deep. And I don't mean dark in the sense of down a dark path. I mean, where I am right now, it's dark. So get in the dark, get in the light. I don't know where you are, but I know where I'm looking outside is pretty damn dark. And I'm going to try to get as deep into the hours as I can. But yeah, I'd like to see the Dolphins in the postseason. I think that'd be cool. I want to see what the Titans can do. Look, they were there last year. You know, they're one more year together. But again, I question what Ryan Tannehill can do. I really do in a big game. Just not sure what this guy can do. 49ers not going to be in the party. I think that's notable from the NFC. They got to the Super Bowl last year. Not even going to make the postseason. Didn't start out good for them, to be honest. Got out to a slow start. Garoppolo's hurt. Mullins. I think for a while I was their quarterback for a couple of weeks. Obviously, I'm kidding. But you get the point. Buccaneers, man. I'm going to talk about it. Like, you were losing 17-0. To the Falcons. You put up a goose egg in the first half. Come on now. Are you kidding me? And then Tom puts the S on the chest and brings the guys back into the game. Got some help on the defense too. Falcons started making mistakes, which is what bad football teams do, as we know. I don't trust the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just don't. Not sure they're going to be a team to have to worry about. Seahawks, I don't know if they're going to be a team to have to worry about. If Washington makes it, what do they got to lose? But I don't think that they're going to really be a problem either, but you never know. Chase Young, I mean, that dude's had a really nice impact defensively for them over the past few weeks. He's been unbelievable. Rams took a huge step back in my book. They really did. That was a bad. That's a terrible loss. Come on, let's not kid ourselves. They're the joke of the NFL right now, man. They are seriously the joke of the NFL. It's crazy. They're the joke. The Browns, man. I keep telling you, I'm starting to believe in Cleveland. So I'm starting to call him Cleveland. Cleveland. Like, Believeland. But it's Cleveland. Yeah, because I'm believing in Cleveland. Just insane that they're a pretty good football team. And another theme that I had last week again that I saw this week, and it's going to be that way late into the postseason. What I'm saying is late in the season into the postseason. There's two things that if you do these things well, you got a shot to win wherever you play, whenever you play, however you play, you get what I'm saying. And the two things that I'm talking about, once again, are a running game and a good defense. And the Chiefs, I haven't talked about the Chiefs and the Saints yet. So I'll get to that. Believe me, I'll get to it. But truth be told, man, look, there's two things that work every week. If you bring it, you do pretty well with it. And that's defense, and that's a solid running game. And the Bills, they're one of those teams that I like because they do have a solid running game and a solid defense. I hear the music. I got to take a break. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind at Sports Overnight America.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cocks his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down. Norley is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen, a 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
Tosses, end zone. Oh! Jonnu Smith, touchdown! Spectacular grab!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771.
800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
Four-man rush with all kinds of time. Loads up right. Todd Miller at the 25 of Detroit. Breaks a tackle to the sideline. 10-5. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. On second and five. Play action to Miller. 45-yard. Touchdown throw. Here's the snap to Trubisky. Nice clean pocket. Going deep for Allen Robinson. Over the shoulder. Making it a catch. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. What a throw by Mitch Trubisky. 12-0. Bears lead the Lions.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Pull up some dust and sit down.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, Week 15 of the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. Crazy, crazy, crazy. 2 weeks. That's all we got left, people. 2 weeks. Postseason is here. It'll be gone before we know it. Amazing how they have been able to work their way and navigate through COVID. So for the most part, kudos. Congrats. And Mitchell Trubisky, as I like to call him. Look, man, they won in a shootout. Beat the Vikings. David Montgomery. Guy's been a beast lately. 32 carries, 146, couple touchdowns. Mitch, touchdown and interception. Trubisky, you got to love that, man. You got to love it. Mitch Trubisky. And Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, what can we say about them? What a disappointment, I guess. You know, the only thing that's going well for them is Dalvin Cook. 132, 24 carries, a touchdown. Guy's really good. But what a disaster in Minnesota. What a disaster for the Bears, although I don't think we really were expecting the Bears to be all that great, except if you're a Bear fan. But Minnesota, that's a shock. That's a surprise. Let's talk Chiefs. Let's talk Saints. I think I wasn't all that shocked that Drew Brees struggled a little bit in the first half. Saints started to figure things out kind of late in the second quarter. Not much happened in the third quarter for either team. Pretty productive fourth quarter. Moving the ball down the field, both guys. Not one of the greatest days for Patrick Mahomes. Not a terrible day. He had three touchdowns, don't get me wrong. But 26 of 47, 254. Not the greatest day for him. So many weapons. Like, ultimately, to me, that's what separates the Chiefs from everybody. So many different weapons. Now that you have a double-headed monster there in the backfield with Le'Veon Bell, and you saw him late in the game if you weren't watching. Late in the game, he was the guy that they were going to run the clock out, keep the clocks moving, the sticks and the clock moving. Everything was all working for them. Like, that's why you get Le'Veon Bell. And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I mean, there's nothing wrong with him. Absolutely nothing wrong with him. They got a good football team. They really do. So, yeah, I think they're going to be really, really tough to beat. I think New Orleans is going to be tough to beat, too. I really do. But they're very beatable. And they have given up points. Like, they were doing so well on defense for the last 8 weeks prior to last week. And then all of a sudden, you know, 30 burger with the Chiefs, 32 points they gave up, and that's you can expect that. But losing to Philadelphia, that's I don't think that feels good to anybody. I don't care who's quarterbacking for you. So yeah, I think New Orleans is taking a little bit of a step back. And the Chiefs are just, they're that good, man. They really are. But that 1-2 punch of Allaire and Bell postseason, be interesting to watch that. Really interesting to watch that. Travis Kelce, wow. Talk about that guy for a second here, Dorfman. Ooh, how good is he? How is that guy a tight end? He's just so explosive, so good. So many guys that can hurt you. Tyreek Hill, obviously we know about him. Watkins, Robinson, Hardman, Le'Veon Bell. Don't get him going in the passing game. Wow. I'm telling you what, the Chiefs are winning this thing unless something happens. I don't want to be anticlimactic, but that's the truth to me, at least in my opinion. This is the Chiefs for the taking. Defense makes plays when they have to. Gave up some points, and again, two teams that can put points up. You're going to expect to see a high-scoring game. Cardinals. Let's talk Cardinals. Kyler Murray, man. When Kyler Murray can be Kyler Murray, the Arizona Cardinals are a pretty good football team. But with that being said, you led a team that was playing behind Jalen Hurts for the second time. And Jalen Hurts, by the way, looked really good. 338 for that kid, 24 of 44, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Kyler had the one tip ball interception, three touchdowns for him. He goes over for 400 yards. That's nice to see. 27 of 36, very efficient. Yeah, I like when Kyler is active. He ran for a touchdown too, only 29 yards scrambling. But again, I think when he has that dimension, whether or not he uses it doesn't matter. Just to have that option, have the opportunity for if Kyler Murray needs to, he's going to run, and he will, and he's going to hurt you. So that kind of puts you at a little bit of a disposition if you're a defense. 33 points, that's nice to see. It was nice to see Fitzy get a touchdown. D-Hop making a real case that he's one of the top five. Oh, he's definitely one of the top five. Maybe a top three. Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think you can go wrong with any of those guys. All really good. But yeah, I think the Arizona Cardinals will make that seventh spot. I think they get in. And that's kind of cool in a way because NFC West, three teams would be Seattle, Rams, and the Cardinals most likely. Yeah, that's good to see. Division's pretty good. Division is pretty good. But yeah, I think when Kyler can be effective with the feet, makes him a better passer. A few weeks ago when he couldn't scramble, couldn't get out of the pocket, it's not who he is. It's just not who he is. You're asking him to do something that he's uncomfortable with, and it showed. Really did. Browns, man, Browns. Baker, another really good game. Another really good game from Baker. Not a fan of the guy, really. We all know this. But again, when guys do things and they're improving, I'd be remiss if I didn't reward it and if I didn't acknowledge it. So, Baker, congrats, brother. You're starting to play much better. And what's interesting to me as well, since you are playing better, you're not talking much, which is great. Somebody must have gotten your ear and said, listen, brother, you're playing really well. The last thing you need to do is start blabbing about this, that, and the other and how good you are and, you know, people disrespected you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Go out there, perform week in and week out. Give the Cleveland Browns a great opportunity to win football games. And be humble, man. Be humble. And the last few weeks, I feel like he's done a great job of that. Austin Hooper starting to become a bigger role in their passing game. Good idea. Really good tight end. Just got done talking about Travis Kelce. Austin Hooper, pretty good too. Very good around the end zone, inside, in the red zone. Excellent player. Great guy to have. Jarvis Landry. Missing Beckham in a weird way? Don't call me crazy here, but kind of feel like Baker's done a little bit better without Odell Beckham in the lineup, for whatever that's worth. That running game that's usually just kick ass, like where they can get 200 yards with no problem, it was more the Baker Mayfield show than anything. 27 to 32, 297, a couple touchdowns, no interceptions. I love when guys have no interceptions, if you haven't noticed that. Because you're not hurting your team then. Nick Chubb, kind of a quiet day. Got a touchdown, but only 50 yards. And the team, 106. Kareem Hunt, quiet, 7 for 21. It was an ugly football game. When the score's 20-6, there's not a lot happening. But with that being said, I do take away the fact that Baker, he was good, didn't make mistakes, and the Cleveland Browns walk away 10-4. That's Baker doing what Baker's supposed to do. But the Rams, I probably haven't spent enough time making fun of you. What in the hell happened to you people? Seriously. You lost to the Jets. That's not supposed to happen to you guys. You got a really good defense behind Aaron Donald. I can't believe that the Rams went down to the Jets. It really happened, man. You did that to a guy that saw ghosts before. And I also can't believe that the Bears were able to beat the Vikings. I really can't. I'm sorry, but to me that's shocking. The Vikings, you're a real disappointment. All right, I got to take a break. By the way, I'm around during the holidays, man. Dorfman never lets you down. You know that. I'm here for you to get you through all the NFL news, notes, highlights, at least through the way I see it. Week 15 of the NFL Rewind. I'll be right back to close things up, wrap things up Dorfman style, where I give you a parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
And the Browns are going to come out. And here they come. Dontrell Hilliard checks into the game at running back. Two receivers right, Beckham and Landry. Two off wide to the left. First and goal at the four. They give it to Hilliard off the right side. He's got the goal line with a push and a shove. He did. Touchdown, Dontrell Hilliard. At the Tennessee 3-yard line. Baker's got the snap. Looks left. Throws middle. Caught in the end zone. Touchdown. It's David Njoku. And they're finally back into it with 2:10 to go in the third.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Okay.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Rodgers alone in the shotgun. Jamal Williams wide to the right. Three receivers, bunch to the left. Jimmy Graham slot right side. Snap. Rodgers looking. Pump fakes. Now still looking under pressure. Throws it right side of the end zone. Is it caught? It is caught in the back line of the end zone for a touchdown. A sensational play to Jamal Williams. My goodness.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with me here, Andy Dorf, on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. Look, I'm going to run through the scores real quickly, give you the parting shot like I always do. Again, I'm here through the holidays, mornings, evenings. We got you covered, late night style, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the Dorf on Sports Show. Come back at you late night doing the NFL Rewind starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Chargers 30-27 over the Raiders. Costly one for the Raiders. Bills 48-19 over the Broncos. Packers 24-16 over the Panthers. Buccaneers 31-27 over the Falcons. Cowboys 41-33 over the 49ers. Titans 46-25 over the Lions. Colts 27-20 over the Texans. Patriots go down to the Dolphins. Not going to be the postseason. Not getting that over 500 record. First time since 2000. Big win for the Dolphins. Keeping them in the mix. Bears 33-27 over the Vikes. Seahawks 20-15 over that Washington team. Ravens 40-14 over the Jaguars. And a little bit on a hot streak. Jets, they get their first W of the year. Win, win, win over the Rams, 23-20. Cards, 33-26 over the Eagles. Chiefs, 32-29 over the Saints. And the Browns, 20-6 over the Giants. Parting shot. Have a great night, people. We'll talk to you next week right here on Sports Overnight America and the NFL Rewind. Take care. For Scott, I'm Andy.